Abenaki Trinity. And so it was in the beginning, and the world was a beautiful place. My people walked about the world and saw this great beauty, but there was nothing for them to eat, for they would take nothing from the creation. It was so beautiful indeed that they would take nothing to eat. And my people who were great and strong became small and weak. Harpajinksque saw that my people were becoming small and weak, and she took great compassion in her heart, pity indeed, to see this. And she knelt down upon the earth and dug a hole. She dug a deep hole into the earth, and then she began to pull something out. She grabbed something that had antlers, and she pulled it out by the antlers, and it came out upon the earth, and it ran about. And then she reached in, and she pulled out more of these by the antlers, and they danced out upon the earth. And she pulled out so many of these that my people didn't know what to call them, but they were so numerous, we called them mosquitoes. So many there were that my people called them mosquitoes. They were everywhere. They filled the world. And Pojingskoys told my people, "These are deer. You may take these and eat them and take their life into your life in a sacred manner. But you must take only their physical life and not their spirit too. You must give them great respect and take their life in a prayerful manner." And so my people did. They ate the big deer, and the people became big. They ate the strong deer, and my people became strong. They ate the swift deer, and my people ran swiftly across the mountains and through the broken forests. But when they had finished eating all of the big deer, and all the strong, and all the swift, all that were left were the deer that were sick and weak. And when my people ate the sick deer, my people sickened. And when my people ate the weak deer, my people became weak. And Pojingskwe saw this, our old witch, and she took great compassion in her heart, pity indeed, to see these things. And so she knelt down upon the ground, and she dug a hole right there next to the first hole. She reached into that hole, and she pulled out something by the ears, and it ran off howling. And she pulled out another by the scruff of its neck, and it howled as it ran among the deer. And these were Amal, the wolves. And the wolves took the lame deer, and they took the sick deer, and they took the deer that were weak. But the life of the wolf is so strong that nothing could make him weak, nor sick, nor lame. And all that was left was the strong deer and the big deer for my people. And so, wolf and deer and Abenaki, the lives of these three are braided like a rope for all of creation time, however long that might be.